Welcome to Dish Nation!
Rick Ross got his ex out here singing about him.
And should Travis Kelce win an Oscar for imitating this reality star?
And somebody say, scrub the ground, hey, because we're gonna be dishing with the producers of the controversial Hulu documentary Freaknik.
Oh, Lord, honey, I hope they don't have footage of me acting up anyway.
Oh.
Yeah, you know how that goes.
I put nothing past possibility.
Hey, God, what you got going on?
Well, check this out, man. Leave it to women to get upset about some hair, all right? Now, Erykah Badu was throwing a little friendly shade at Beyonce, and it looked like she might have been insinuating Queen B copied her style. So, Erykah posted the Act 2 Cowboy Carter promo photo of Beyonce rocking the Rick James Classic with some braids with beaded bangs and put, You know, crazy thing for the picture from a distance, you can't really tell who that is. Like, it could have been Erykah or Beyonce. I'll go with whatever you told me.
Really?
Well, anyway, the Beehive went nuts, and Ms. Badu had to ask Jay-Z for some help on Twitter. She posted to Jay-Z, say something, Jay. You gonna let this woman and these bees do this to me?
Not this woman and these bees. What?
It's so Erykah, though. Like, yeah. I can hear the tonality of how she said it, man. Like,
I think she was just being funny. I don't think...
She was.
Yeah. I think people just took this so wrong, and it went so left.
Yeah,
so
she's just funny and hilarious. Like, she cracks jokes on people all the time.
Yeah.
Clearly, she's joking. I mean, Rick James did this. Donna Summer did this.
Bo Derek.
Stevie Wonder.
African women did this.
Yeah. Well, I'm just throwing everybody in there.
Oh, yeah. Bo Derek
probably got it done by Africans.
Yeah, right.
We ain't gonna get Bo Derek no credit.
Yeah, we did start it first.
Right.
But I think Beyonce did steal it from America because she had the sash around her. All those other people y'all said didn't have a sash.
I don't feel like Erykah was really trying to throw a jab. She was just being funny. She's an awkward girl.
I love how she stirred everybody up.
Yeah.
Everybody
was... Listen, it just was stirred up for nothing. Whole time, we don't even know. They might drop a damn collab.
I really hope they do.
Okay. That would be cute.
Yeah.
We need that Dallas and Houston connect.
Yeah.
Okay, Texas girls.
Texas girls.
Can't hold them.
This ain't Erykah. Ooh, all right, y'all. Here we go again with another sad love song. Rick Ross's ex-girlfriend, Christina Mackey, is healing from her heartbreak by making music. Who asked you to do this, lady? The beauty let her social media followers hear her new song. And I figured Gary and I would recite some of the lyrics for you guys. You ready, Gary?
Ready.
All right.
When they leave like that, honey, they come back around.
It was never about the money or the clout with you. You know I was really down with you.
Is it country?
Is she trying to be on the Beyonce album? Like, yeah. Ghost Rider?
Grandma Gordon, he do ride the Crambo.
This ain't Ricky.
I was ready to go.
Now
the country. Now you're asking for forgiveness.
Everybody done gone country, man. Ready.
So what y'all think about her little bop? I mean...
It was not a cute bop with y'all singing.
Yeah.
I would like to hear how it really sounds so we can really...
I mean, actually, we sounded better, to be honest.
Yeah. Oh, you heard it?
I mean, we sounded way better.
Oh,
but what is it with Rick Ross? Like, I feel like every girl who dates Rick Ross... like, goes cuckoo afterwards. What is he putting in
the tea? No, that was already cuckoo.
Is that what it is?
He just brought them to the light, and now we see they cuckoo, too.
And then when you get exposed to all that awesomeness, right? The big mansions, the unlimited cars, all the Wingstop you could eat, you know, and then you have to get casted back out to the streets. So it's like, damn, man.
What is he putting in? He putting something in them lemon pepper wings.
It's the lemon pepper thighs.
Yeah, the lemon pepper thighs. What is he putting in them?
He blowing smoke up something.
What?
He blowing smoke, boo.
Well, he does smoke.
So. Yeah, he does.
He's blowing smoke up their thighs.
Do y'all be following Tia Kemp, his other baby mama?
No.
I stumbled across her stuff, and she hilarious.
Hilarious.
I only saw her when she talked to Oprah's best friend.
Oh, yeah. 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 She was like, I got to come on the show. And Gail was like, to do what?
And then Gail got the hell on.
Yeah.
I'm like, who are you? Okay, y'all. Chelsea Blackwell made lots of waves on Love is Blind this season. She's the one who says she looked like Megan Fox. Well, on the New Heights podcast, Travis Kelce did his impression of her, y'all. Check it out.
You think I'm clingy? I'm clingy.
Really?
Oh, he got it.
Well, how about yourself?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm
blind. Of course, y'all. Chelsea saw it, and here's her reaction.
Travis Kelce did an impersonation of me. And the only outlet that this man knows my name, or not even knows my name, knows me, is from whining like a baby back. Taylor Swift, if you're watching it with him, please stop.
Yo, the thing is, the scene where that comes from is literally a scene where Jimmy, who she was engaged to, was telling her, listen, like, you be coming on to me, and, like, I actually don't want to have sex with you like that. Like, it was bad. It was bad. Like, she would say things like, oh, my God, you only kissed me twice today. You only hugged me, like, 3 times. You only said I love you, like, 8 times. And he's like, he was like, girl, you need to back off. Like, you're a little clingy. And she was like, clingy? You think I'm clingy? Girl, you was counting how many times this man breathes your way, and then he had to tell you he don't want to have sex with you no more.
When a guy tells you that,
listen,
he is over it, because anything with some heat,
I'm telling you, getting to it. I'm telling you.
Oh, man.
Like, damn.
Yeah.
And they say she looks like Megan Fox. You know, with that angle, she's the white Natalie Nunn.
You know what? You is not lying. Twin. Where have you been? Well, all right, y'all, in case you forgot, White Lotus star Lucas Gage and hairstylist Chris Appleton got married by Kim K on the Kardashians last year. Now, the marriage only lasted a few months. Damn, a few months? But for the Vegas wedding, my Canadian sister, Shania Twain, sang her song, "You're Still the One I Want, the Only One I Dream." Well, on Watch What Happens Live, Lucas has some words about Shania. Take a look.
I want to apologize to Shania Twain for wasting her time. I mean, we're still holding on. You're still the one after like 3 weeks. That was unhinged. That was like the biggest waste of her time. But I love you, Shania. I'm really sorry.
I mean, like, how do you not stay married after the Shania Twain comes on and you're still the one I want?
Yeah, but then it ain't work, honey.
You just kind of got to thug it out because, like, you don't necessarily have the opportunity to have a bunch of A-list people come sing at your wedding, like, every day, B. Like, you know, and if you get made again, who are you going to summon this time?
It was fake. They totally look like the same type of gay. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like, but it's the new versatile.
You could be versed. That's true. Yeah, you could be versed from the top.
This was for TV. This was so Kim could marry them and be there and officiate their wedding.
So there was never no love there.
Like, she's gonna marry people. You know, she wanted to free people from jail. She wanted to marry people.
So you saying this is a scheme that Kim set up?
Yeah.
Do y'all think that Shania got a check? Because, like, do you think she cares? She got her check and went on.
Because Jenna made sure she got a check.
Okay.
Do you think she was in on it?
Shania made sure she got a check.
I'm pretty sure she got a check to perform. She ain't pulling up nobody wedding and singing from this moment.
She didn't know those queens, honey. They told her to come.
Yeah.
She definitely got paid her fee, honey. You better believe it.
They should have went with Tamia. And then worked their way up. Up next, Marlon Wayans is calling someone entitled. But wait till you hear who he's throwing jabs at. Come right back.
He's
so fun.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Hey. Baby, this tea is piping hot. Marlon Wayans is being sued by a woman named Brittany Moreland, who claims he is the father of a secret 1-year-old daughter, and she's demanding he pay $22,000 a month in child support. And get this, she's asking for an additional $2,000 a month so she can go back to work. She says that Marlon makes a monthly salary of $200,000, and she's spending $5,000 a month for rent, $1,500 on clothes, and $9,000 on childcare and other necessities. Well, y'all, Marlon was not too happy about the lawsuit and said, it's the classic case of a good, loving, responsible father shelling out over $18,000 per month for a 1-year-old, and an entitled woman decides she wants more. My mama and them would have lost their minds for $2,000.
Oh, it ain't your damn mama. And my thing is, he is the baby daddy.
Yeah.
He is the father. He met that girl. She's a nurse.
Gary?
She's in L.A., honey.
Oh, wait. He was already giving her $18,000 a month.
That's what he said. $18,000.
She's in L.A.
22 plus, I guess the five is for her to go back to work or something.
Or whatever it is. But he needs to pay it. And they met and they were living together during COVID. So that's how that baby happened. So, you know.
I thought he was single all this time.
Well, yeah, he was single with her.
Be with somebody when it was COVID time. You gotta be locked away with somebody.
Okay.
But $9,000 a month to watch a child, like, Is Mr. Belvedere watching your kid? Like, who's watching your kid and charging you $9,000?
I think 18 is reasonable given what he makes. I can't believe she's asking for more.
Where Uncle Sean would watch your kid.
I'm usually like on the side of the women's, like, girl, get everything he got. But come on now, he's giving you $18,000.
We love Marlon. Like, this
like, he's giving you $18,000.
And it's a 1 year old.
Girl, take that $18,000 and go sit your ass down.
Don't be that way, Jesse.
No, like $18,000, Gary, come on. Like,
that's usually, not much in LA.
Usually I'm on the women's side.
He needs a 1 year old.
She needs to move to the other L.A., Louisiana, where everything is cheaper and you can get a lot more for your money, yo.
Yeah, come on now. Okay, y'all, well, it looks like Gunica, a.k.a. Monica, Monica had to set the record straight after Ray J mentioned her name in an interview in hopes of scoring a joint tour with his sister, Brandy. So Monica took to her IG to express her displeasure that media outlets are contacting her about a tour date without a contract in place. She wrote this. Ray J, I'm kindly asking you to stop speaking on me in public. Brandy is a legend. She's one of one with an extensive catalog that I deeply respect and a voice sent from heaven. The conversation being had without she and I is beginning to muddy the water severely. Please allow this to remain positive and beautiful. Any further convo should be discussed in private. Okay, mm-hmm. I know that's
fair
nice.
Enough.
Yeah, it's fair.
Period. And I saw the interview, and it was like, it kind of did go left. Like, the whole, well, who gonna open? Well, Monica.
Yeah, but Monica said she and Brandy are both openers.
Headliners.
So, you know. Yeah.
And then somebody else would open for them.
So, yeah, I mean, what do y'all think? Do y'all think that Ray J needs to be quiet and get the paperwork together first?
I think he should respect what Monica says.
Well,
it's about Monica.
He should, yeah. But he was probably just happy.
Yeah.
You know, happy for his sister and for... Because you know they were fighting at one point.
Who?
Right. Well, Monica don't add fuel to the fire and say that Monica was going to open. Don't do that.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, I thought that was like, come on now, don't do that.
I think you always going to rep the home team, which yeah, I think Ray J probably enthusiastically did because Brandy's his sister. Yeah, but, you know, you got to put some respect on Monica's name.
Yeah.
Or she's going to be cracking her knuckles at your door in a little peephole.
They don't call her Gunica for nothing.
Okay, ooh. Kick down your door and smack your chick. Okay.
Oh, wow. Yo, up next, Freaknik, the wildest party never told is out today, and we're dishing with two of the producers, Jay Allen and Nikki Biles, right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Now, we have two of the producers behind the highly anticipated documentary, Freaknik. The wildest party never told, and I mean everyone and their mama, aunties, uncles, and your cousins too, as well as grandparents, could possibly be seen getting a freak on back in the day. Please welcome the producers, Jay Allen and Nikki Biles.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all.
Yeah.
Thank
y'all.
All right, so Freaknik started off as a picnic. Now, how did it go from a college picnic to Freaknik, and how did it get that name?
Well, I'll let her talk about the name, but it started off as this innocent picnic with the DC Metro Club, really birthed out of necessity. They couldn't afford to go home for spring break. And so this small group of kids from DC just started throwing this innocent picnic in Piedmont Park, and the rest is history.
The song Freak Out, LaChat. So they wanted to incorporate that in everything they did for whatever reason. Like, I guess that was their favorite dance. Yeah. So it was that mixed with picnic, and we got Freaknik.
Yeah, so it was an innocent. It was an innocent. It came from an innocent place.
Right. So it started off good.
It started off good.
Oh, my. Well, how did y'all get the footage for this? First of all, because I remember hearing about the mayor, one of the mayors here, didn't want her face or something seen in this because at the time she was wholesome.
Well, let me tell you something. It was a lot of rumors out here, so we were all laughing. So when all the rumors came out about people shutting us down, and all, none of that was real, but we let it run because it was
right
for the doc.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, when it came to the footage, that was Nikki sitting in people's living rooms getting, like, anybody with a VCR at their crib still with VHSs, like, you should be scared of those people. But Nick got a lot of this footage y'all see. That was all Nikki.
Wherever I could meet people who I didn't think I would die, I did it.
People wear your skin out here if they have to. You know what I mean?
That is true detective work. Okay, so how many people hit y'all up like, please, let me bribe y'all. I'll give y'all this amount of money to make sure I don't pop up in the Freaknik footages.
Nah, last Christmas was the best Christmas I ever had because my personal aunties was bribing me to make sure that they weren't in the footage.
Wow.
But from a documentary standpoint, it was done tastefully so people will see you will see faces, but we were all 21 at one point in time in life.
Right.
And so you'll see that we're really capturing people having fun at that age.
I think during Freaknik, that's when Brad was wearing those two pieces, huh? Didn't you have on your album? I saw two pieces on your
album. That was your What Do You Like album?
I wore the two piece in the music video. Oh. I wasn't walking around Freaknik anymore.
Oh, okay.
So if Freaknik came back to Atlanta, what are some things that would change?
First of all, it can't come back. Like, there's no way.
You don't think we could have a Freaknik 2024?
Nah.
Look.
It could never come back. Like, it was so monumental and a moment in time and culture. Like, it will never be the same. That's like when you remake an old movie that you really don't need to touch.
Yeah.
Leave that movie alone. It was a good movie. It was perfect. Don't mess it up. It'll never be the same. Y'all can try. A few people have tried to do Freaknik things, but it'll never be Freaknik.
You'll never lock down a major metropolitan area again like they had in Atlanta.
Oh, my God. Traffic was stopped. People was... Oh, Lord. Shirts off, drawers off.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
On top of cars. I mean, the whole highway just shut
really?
Down.
Brad just went back. She went back there.
I can feel the nostalgia bleeding out of her.
I used to just go to Piedmont Park and just smoke away. just smoke it down. Like a million people in the park. It was like our Woodstock. You know what I'm saying? It was so dope.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming by.
Yes.
Make sure that you guys watch Freaknik, The Wildest Party Never Told on Hulu today.
Yes.
Stay tuned. There's so much more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Well, baby, honey, mama, D-Baby took it to the studio and released a diss song and video taking jabs at her ex-daughter-in-law, honey, Miss Bambi. Here's the snippet, y'all. Take a look.
Guards, protect the kingdom. I'm a queen on the throne. Big T, you're on your own.
When I tell you somebody is using a CapCut Premium to the maximum level, man, listen. And the beginning of the video is her and them two dudes with a gun like Elmer Fudd in the woods. Getting ready to hunt, guess what?
Shut up.
A deer. I was like, she woke up and chose violence today.
I need a class action lawsuit from Disney, Ariel.
Mama D, I need you to try to take the high road, Mama D. You done took it all the way.
That's
Mama
cute video,
D.
baby.
I know Scrappy like, Mama.
And she name dropped Scrappy in there a lot, talking about like how, you know, Scrappy still getting paper, whoop-de-whoop. Like, yo, this is like the mom version of Hit 'Em Up.
Oh, my God. Not Hit 'Em Up.
I don't know what
so
to
say. So do y'all think Bambi should respond? I have so many thoughts.
I think they're in court.
Really?
Why? Last time I saw it, she was suing Mama D. I thought...
Really? This video will definitely be admissible in court.
Yeah, Mama D obviously don't give a damn.
What you think of that water, though?
Oh, that water was creepy. She just splashed up on the street. And she didn't get wet.
Ariel did not get human legs and get to singing and get her voice stolen from Ursula for this.
Hey,
Mama D to do this.
The Little Mermaid has to grow up sometime, and this is probably... if there's a sequel, I need Mama D in it.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.